from a very early period, Washington Duke and then Ben and Buck gave money to the Methodist Church, and particularly to poor Methodist churches and to Methodist preachers. So that portion of the endowment grew out of the family pattern. Now, I used to fudge a bit. I used to slide over this and argue that the Duke's business partner, George Watts, gave Watts Hospital to the white people of Durham in the 1890s. Well, the Dukes contributed to that, and I'm sure Ben Duke sat on the Board of Trustees and so forth. And then in the early years of the 20th century, 1901 or 2, I can't remember, Ben and Buck gave the money for a hospital for the African Americans in Durham, the Lincoln Hospital. So as I say, I used to fudge here and say, well, the hospital business was a natural. Now, that was an error because the Dukes were not really very much involved in health care. The health care portion of the Duke Endowment is primarily Buck Duke's original contribution, or his singular contribution to the whole endowment pattern. That business of helping communities build non-profit community hospitals, that was Buck Duke's vision. You'd help those communities who were willing to help themselves. They had to do some digging themselves for money, and then the endowment would move in and help them.